I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to Okayest Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Okayest Moms, the podcast.
We're alive.
Yeah, buckle up because we got some complaints to the manager.
There have been a couple instances lately. I guess I've just been in like a complainy kind of mood because AJ keeps calling me Karen.
Ouch.
You know what? I know. Like, if I'm Karen, that makes you Chad. So how about that?
I love that Chad is like the male equivalent of Karen. Oh, man.
Well, so we took a couple weeks off, and that was not intentional because May just got the best of us, you guys. We know May is crazy, and it just came at us so fast and hard that we just could not recover.
Mm-hmm. Well, and on top of that, I blame Mercury retrograde for this because
dude, what the fuck?
I consider myself a pretty techie person, and I have never in my life had so many technical issues, including this podcast just falling off of players everywhere. So
it was a lot of things happening all at once.
And it was very stressful because it's like, you change one thing and then you have to wait 24 hours to see if it took effect, and if that didn't work, you got to do the next thing. So it was like days long stress.
And all the credit to you, because I never even noticed that it was happening.
Well, thankfully it was still on Apple Podcasts, which is our biggest,
right? And that's my player of choice, so yeah. I don't venture off. So
yeah. And I mean, it kind of sucks because this is our best month for downloads with just Apple Podcasts. If we would have had all the rest, like, it could have been huge. So that's kind of a bummer, but it's all fixed now. Thank goodness.
Kind of our life story.
Yeah, exactly.
So close.
So close yet so far.
Well, and then we've had lots of travel in May. You and I started the month off in Phoenix, I guess Scottsdale technically. I don't really understand the difference. At a conference at Mom 2.0. And we were actually speakers this year. And we spoke with Tammy Hackbarth and Carly Adams about podcasting and imposter syndrome and just getting started.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're up there speaking and I'm like, I don't deserve to be up here. That was really the perfect topic for us.
It really was. No, it was a really exciting experience to share what little knowledge we have. And it was fun. The conference was at was gorgeous. And it was just a nice little getaway. I think I was in the air longer than I was on the ground. But
yeah, it was a whirlwind trip for you. For
it sure. Was in and out, but it was still good to see some of our people.
And literally after Heather left, I followed and stalked and got a picture with a Real Housewife. It's not.
I watched the most current episode and I was like, ooh, that's not the move, Brittany. That came to bite you.
Well, just like all of our favorites. They come in,
I mean, go out. She might be the reason that Melissa Gorga did not attend Teresa Giudice's wedding. So I don't know. Just saying. She was the match to that dry field.
So. Yep. I think so too. If you're not picking up what we're putting down, it was Real Housewife of New Jersey. Danielle Cabral of Bougie Kids fame with a Z.
Which I have so many questions about the way that's spelled. How would you spell bougie?
It's with a G.
Right, because it's short for bourgeoisie. And she spells it with a J. Mm-hmm. And then kids, as one does, is with a Z.
Right.
So, I mean, good luck with that URL.
It's hard out there for a tree.
Well, not only that, but just like, if I'm typing in bougie kids, I'm not spelling it that way. So,
listen, these are things I could have asked her, but I was too nervous. And I just said, can we have a picture?
Well, and you'd think that after Margaret, you know, came up with those fonts for her, that she could have mentioned this. But, you know,
thought about that.
But listen, if we are going on a Bravo tangent, we are going to talk about Scandal.
Oh,
and what? I'm not going to lie, that is another reason why we could not get the episode stopping. We had to watch it live.
Oh,
there's
really
no
did.
Way around it.
We really did. Yeah. Whoa. What an episode. We have peaked as Bravo viewers.
So my family also traveled to San Diego this month for a family wedding. And as our Uber driver was dropping us off at the airport, there was one car who, you know, you're all going through the like drop off line and like, you know, you should get like somewhere near the curb before you drop people off. This car was a good 3 car lengths back and just decided that was where they were going to unload. And so we're all kind of like, what are you doing? And then like, she's wearing a something about her sweatshirt. And the Uber driver was like, well, okay, I don't know what that means, but
I'll talk to her. You should have talked to her.
Listen, if it wasn't, if our Uber driver was a little more like lively and interested, I would have, but
yeah, always a bummer.
It was an early flight. He was very serious. It was, but hey, we're out there with all, is my point.
Mm-hmm. Team Ariana.
Ugh. All right. Should we do a little like catch up?
Yeah. But before that, let's take a quick break. Ready or not, summer break is just around the corner. Summer camps, clinics, rehearsals, appointments, vacations, barbecues. We've got some social time to make up for this summer. And we've got just the thing to help you keep your summer straight.
The Essential Calendar Summer Break Calendar allows you to see the entire summer, all 3 months at a glance, making sure you don't overbook or underbook depending on how many extroverts you have in your family. It also makes it easy for mom to keep track of that all-important countdown to the first day of school.
If you're ready to get a handle on more than just the summer, make sure to check out the annual calendar 5-sheet bundle, which will take you all the way through mid-2024 and includes a year-at-a-glance sheet as well.
The Essential Calendar really is one of our most favorite items. It's the easiest way to have a landing spot for the family's information, and it's pretty enough to put anywhere in your house for all to see. OKS Moms listeners can get 10% off their order. Go to oksmoms.com/essential or click through the link in our show notes to get your discount.
When is the last time you replaced your bra? How about your underwear? If you're anything like us, it's probably been longer than you can remember. We get it, bras are expensive, bodies and sizes change, and the search for comfortable options can be never ending.
Enter Harper Wild. Harper Wild is a female-founded company that offers affordable and comfortable bras and underwear in extended sizing ranging from extra small to 4XL. They offer wireless and underwire bra styles, as well as underwear options ranging from everyday, no-show waist panties to cheeky luxe thongs, so there's something for everyone.
Harper Wild also offers a bra recycling program. Each purchase comes with a free mailer to fill up with old bras and underwear. All you have to do is ship it back, and Harper Wild handles the rest.
You deserve to remember the last time you bought yourself a new bra. Check out the current limited color drops and the full product line at the link in our show notes. OKS Moms listeners can get 15% off their orders with code GOWILDOKSMOMS. That's Wild, WILDE.
All right. Catch me up.
So many things. So I have finished my long-term teaching assignment for third grade. So good. I have 10 more days left of school before the kids are home. And so I have so many plans and so little motivation.
Catch up on 3 months worth of shit.
Pretty much. No, my house is like a disaster. It has never been this like dirty, like actually dirty because nobody's cleaned it. It's just cluttered because the kids haven't been home to do, usually their job is to like tidy up the living room and stuff. And that stuff hasn't been happening because no one's been home every freaking night because we've been at activities and it's just, everything's a disaster. I like literally cannot walk into Isla's room. I'm not even exaggerating. I have a physical reaction to the clutter and the mess in there. And so, yeah, things need to be organized big time. And systems need to be put in place because I have also accepted a contract for next school year for third grade as well. And
let's go.
Oh, my God. No. No. Also, it was brought to my attention over the weekend when we were at this wedding that adults are also saying this on purpose. I'm specifically calling out my cousin Lindsay. Please stop saying that.
Does she listen?
We'll find out.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of changes coming for our family. I'm going to be in a different school than the kids, which I was initially a little annoyed about because it creates some childcare issues in the morning. But I think in the long run, we'll be good to not be at the neighborhood school with, you know, the kids on my street. So
yeah, that'll be nice. Mrs. McTaggart.
I know. I'm excited. If you had told me that this was going to happen, I would have like laughed and told you you were having a psychotic break. But
you get a true classroom.
I know.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm already looking at my decor.
Oh my God. Can I help you decorate?
Yeah, come on. You can come in whenever you want.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's truth be told, I'm not so excited. And I know this is going to sound terrible, but hear me out. I'm not so excited for the like teaching part of it. And I realize how that sounds.
Okay.
Like I feel confident and capable in my teaching abilities, but I'm not like, I just miss the kids so much. And I feel like that sounds like I don't want to be there. Like I do, but that's truthfully the draw is the paycheck.
Well, I wish more people were honest about that.
I'm very fortunate that I'm in a position where, you know, teachers do not make enough money for what we ask of them, full stop, period. And I am starting at the very low end of the pay scale. So it's even lower than, you know, like a peer. But, you know, I'm fortunate that I don't have to be the sole income earner in our household. And so this is truly like extra. I mean, not extra, but like it will allow our family to do a lot more things and travel more, which we want to do with the kids. And it's going to give us a lot more opportunities, a lot more like financial breathing room. And like, that's what I'm more excited for. And it without really taking too much time away from the kids. Because that was always my concern about going back to work full time outside of the house is that how do I be mom and worker? Yeah. And so the hours of it give the flexibility and the days off, give the flexibility to still do all the things. So
yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's exciting. Meanwhile, over here, we too have had a crazy, crazy May. I like feel like I've said that so many times.
Just no, this one's been, is it because our kids are older? Like it's been the like craziest week. One yet.
Yeah. Well, we started the month with Tech Week and a big show. And usually the younger kids don't do two shows in one day, but that's like.
So that's Tech Week is dress rehearsal every single day before the performances. And Isla and Sully were in back-to-back performances. So it wasn't even like we could like tag team it. Like it was just one of us was going through it and then the next one. And it was just that one.
And we had mom too in between that.
Yes.
Like it was a whirlwind couple weeks. And then Harrison was finishing up spring soccer, trying out for comp soccer.
Which all of a sudden, I don't ever remember hearing anything about like tryout season. And I felt like everywhere I turned, it must be just my kids are getting to that age now. Mm-hmm. I feel like everywhere I turned, every time that I logged on to any kind of social media, it was like local child competitive football soccer tryout chit chat. And it's like, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Or the parents like, yay, he made the team.
Yeah, tagging all their little friends.
Yes.
No, totally. But it was just like all of a sudden it was like poof, soccer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. In May. Mm-hmm. And we start practices in June. So it like really is coming at us fast. And I am just gonna buckle up and go along for the ride. I assume I'm going to be team manager for this team as well, since I was in the spring and it's the same coach.
But listen, you should keep the door open for somebody else.
And I'm like, can you just put it out to the group? No, I actually, you know what? I don't hate it because I think I said this in our sports episode that as your kids get older and on different levels of sports, the parents start to know what the deal is. And it's not as like as much handholding. Granted, there's some other awkward situations that might arise, but
what's more like logistical handholding and more emotional handholding.
Yeah, there you go. So we have that. We had that. Thankfully, it's over. And then I had a work trip. I was a project manager for an event, a book launch in Salt Lake City. And I just got back from that, which is why this episode is coming out a few hours late. But now, don't you feel like you can breathe a little bit? Like,
yeah, I feel like this is my chance to coast because that's why I'm like really soaking in these next 10 days until school's out is because now that I know that I'm going back full time, like these are my last 10 days alone in this house for a long time. So like that's the bitter part. Like that's the part I don't want to let go. But also like it balances out with all the good that comes with it. So and then on top of all these things in May, we also had Mother's Day and the teacher appreciations and like all the
so many birthday parties.
Oh my God, so many birthdays.
So many people are born in May.
My own child was born in May.
Right. Which,
like, so annoying. So and I know this isn't anything that is groundbreaking or hasn't been said, but I believe we really need to collectively come together as mothers and say, we are not celebrating Mother's Day in May any longer, especially lining up with Teacher Appreciation Week, because who's doing all of the teacher appreciating? The mothers. Mm-hmm. And it's too much. It's too much to then have to, you know, work in other mothers in your life, how to celebrate them and also, you know, hold your person's hand through the process of what you want your Mother's Day to look like. And it's too much. It's too much. Somebody I know said that they were going to switch and celebrate Father's Day on Mother's Day and Mother's Day on Father's Day. Honestly, I think that's brilliant because all the like Father's Day activities are free and clear on Mother's Day and vice versa. So,
right.
I think that's brilliant. I think that might be the way.
This is the way.
Now we're rolling, and now that we're getting to the end of May, we're rolling into like end of year activity season. And
oh, yeah. In the middle of the month, the boys were like, oh, we want to do the variety show. And like, what the fuck is the variety show? And they're doing like a Saturday Night Live-esque skit that on Mother's Day, we had to record and send in as their audition tape. So,
yeah, that's when I cut you loose. I was like, hey, we're all going to be at the pool drinking. Come join us. And you shot back with some variety show nonsense.
It was literally the only day because everything else.
Then it can't be done.
Solid.
This is my day. It cannot be done.
I know. It was awful. But it's done.
I had to cut you loose and send you on your way. There was no saving you.
There wasn't. And I am just now coming out of that dark hole.
Oh, God. It's a lot. And there's no way to make it not a lot either. And you know what? I bet what it is, too, is that the last couple of Mays have been tampered down to some degree.
Depressing. This is,
yeah. Well, but like, there hasn't been as many activities and not everything is full tilt back. And it's just,
yeah.
There's no way to fix it.
We could fix it by saying no. That would. No, I would not.
I feel like I did say no to a lot of things and I was still
I had no social life this month. It was all my burners were on for the kids and work and basically didn't see a friend. So
I barely even saw my husband because, of course, he a lot of his stuff is semi-weather dependent. I mean, like when the weather's nicer, it's easier to do some of the things his new unit does. And so they decided to cram in like 100 different things, which meant 100 different late nights. And that was a fun wrench thrown into the plans. So
just makes it all that much more exciting.
Oh, yeah. So much more exciting. All right. What other let's get into our bitches because I have one. So I feel like I bitched about this before, about how being fingerprinted is a scam.
They don't cross over.
Yeah, I know. Do you know how many times in my lifetime I have been fingerprinted? Probably at least once a year since I was in high school when I started, I guess the year I graduated, because that's how long I've been working with children in some capacity, which has always required a fingerprint. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point I've been fingerprinted so many times, like I'm probably on a list. Like, why does this woman keep getting fingerprinted so many times? Like, it's probably swung the wrong way. So I, as part of being a new hire, there's certain, you know, steps I have to do, and which is so insanely mind-numbing because I am currently working in the same district that I'm hired in, essentially in the same capacity, mm-hmm. not as a full-time employee, but as a substitute. Like, mm-hmm. I had to be fingerprinted. I have to do my TB test. I had to set up direct deposit, like all these things. I now have to do all of these things again. Yeah. So you know, I'm trying very hard to be very professional in these emails to this HR woman. And I'm like, yeah. So about the fingerprints, funny story. I already actually have them. And she goes, well, they don't transfer. You need to.
It's so dumb.
I get this. So, but then she emails back and goes, you know, I see that you are fingerprinted as a parent volunteer. So we can use those fingerprints.
What?
I do not understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I would just like fingerprinting to stop. That is it.
I have a confession. I was due to re-up my volunteer fingerprints like 2 years ago, and I have not done it. And they still give me a volunteer badge. Hey, no one's told me. I don't know.
I'm calling the authorities.
Well, good. We'll be out of there in 10 days. So,
and then I had to go get fingerprinted for Girl Scouts. And guess what? And so I've done this so many times that I know the drill. And the machine has gotten better over the years. You used to have to like roll every finger to like get the full fingerprint. And it was like a whole ordeal. So I'm talking to the woman, and I specifically went, there was some kind of Girl Scout meeting of our like local council at a round table. I went specifically just to get fingerprinted. So I'm talking to the woman as she's doing it. And like, oh, do I need like lotion? Because there's a whole fucking process. And to get the best prints. And she's like, no, the machine's so much better now. So I literally just like plopped my fingers on there. She scanned it. She's like, you're good. And I'm like, that's it. I've done this enough times. I'm an expert. They came back the next day, unreadable. And I need to go back again. I
work on that.
I'm just not volunteering for Girl Scouts. I'm just not fucking doing it. I'm dead. I tried. This is on you. Well, we're going to Girl Scout camp this summer, and I'm attending with Isla, so I don't know. I can't get a clear answer, so I'm showing up on fingerprinting. I'm so over this.
I love that strategy. I've been traveling more than normal, and I would like to rewrite plane etiquette.
I have another. Continue.
Why do people stand up as soon as the plane ends? And it's always a man. And they block anybody from getting in the aisle. And they pull down all their big-ass bags and just stand there in the way of everyone else.
Wow. I am married to that man. And it's very annoying. But he is an ogre. He literally turned around at one point, scanned the entire plane as if he was looking for, like, a bomber. And was like, I'm the biggest motherfucker on this plane. And I'm like, why are you constantly surprised by your size? You are the largest human I know. You're the largest human most anybody knows. Why is that constantly a shock to you? Constantly a shock. I mean, his shoulders were at the top of the chair, like where the headrest is. That's where his shoulders are.
He has to be so uncomfortable on a plane.
No, He's not as uncomfortable as me sitting next to him on a plane. I get half a seat on a plane, which is why I made the kids sit next to him on the plane. And I sat behind because I don't want, which behind is not a great strategy either, let me tell you, because the second that light goes on, his seats recline and it's annoying as fuck.
Oh, no. He's a recliner.
Of course. He's a behemoth. It's like flying with a woolly mammoth.
I would die.
Well, usually he'll go at the emergency exit, but we have the kids and they couldn't be there. And I was like, you're not going to sit up here in this cush little seat. And I want to be two rows back with these clowns.
Right.
So.
No, across the aisle is what we do.
No.
Kids.
No. If you're across the aisle, you can assist. If you are behind.
Can't reach.
It's out of your control. You can like stick your hand in between and kind of like flap and be like, shoo too loud. But, I mean, aside from that, you can't do a lot.
I wouldn't want him leaning back on me, though.
Well, you're also rolling the dice, because when we did that on the flight down, I got stuck next to legitimately two Karens who were either high or drunk and just really annoying. It honestly was like being next to my kids, because I kept going, we're going to stand here. And, like, shaking the whole row. And I was like, what is happening?
Okay.
So, you know, you really roll the dice.
You know, we've been those people, you and I, on a plane. So,
No. They also were traveling from Idaho. So, I mean, do with that information what you will.
Yeah. So, flying out of Utah, I look around and there's like 1, 2, 3 screens of Fox News blaring.
No.
Like, this isn't my vibe.
All right, so my airport rule that I would change if I ruled the world, I need every security line in America to have the same set of standards. Because I am tired of being spoken to like a goddamn moron because I didn't take my laptop out. Because you know what? When I flew here to this location, I did not have to take my laptop out. And I have my carry-on in a tray because when I flew here, it had to be in a tray. And now you're telling me that please pick a rule. Please pick the rules, streamline them across this great state, this great country, and just leave it at that. I'm so sick of it. I'm not an idiot. You change the rules.
Okay, number one. I have asked about this, and it has to do with technology.
It's different scanners. I know.
If the airport has the money to upgrade it, because in the Burbank airport, they don't have any of that shit. No. 100 years old. That's when I asked. But also, if you get TSA PreCheck, which is my top travel tip, you don't have to do any of that shit. Or take your shoes off.
Both ways, PreCheck was just as long as the regular line. So,
really?
I know it depends, but the San Diego airport is a fucking nightmare. They're finally building a new terminal.
Yeah, it's small. Yeah.
It's the worst airport in America.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry about your laptop.
It's just, no, I was flying with Rain Man. He found the connection that he's like, oh, we have to go in this line because it's got this scanner. And that way we will have, I'm like, how do you fucking know this?
Oh, traveling. I just actually, you know what my top travel tip is? Don't travel with your family.
Oh, 100%.
That's
which kind of leads into my next bitch is that
I'm just calling it like a bitch. It's a noun.
My body is just wrecked from this weekend, and partly wearing really shitty shoes because apparently I need orthopedics at all times now. But also like. My body is just really sore from being in a different bed than my like ultra comfy bed at home. But then I was thinking when we were in Phoenix, I felt fine. I wasn't like overly sore. Like I could like tell like I didn't have my nice fancy pillow, but like I was fine. It's sharing a bed, a queen size bed with said ogre. That is the problem.
Do not recommend.
No, 0 stars. And so I feel like our family, we often call things like the ogre tax when we have to pay extra because of his enormous size. Like, I think we're going to have to get a bigger hotel room to have the king size bed and then a queen or whatever for the kids because of the ogre. It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Oh, totally. But well, especially because guess who's been complaining more than me? Oh. He's been, oh, my back. Oh,
he's good.
Oh, my neck. This so is, it's worth the money. It's worth the money just to not hear that. But I mean, and my kids aren't like big kids. Like they're still small, little. And yeah, just, like we were in a double queen room and it was just like, what? There's no room to walk. It's just,
that's when I would have put Tyler in the other bed with a kid and I would have taken the
smaller. We thought about that, but oh God, sleeping with those kids.
Yeah.
I just,
well, I would have taken the one that kicks last for sure.
But, you know. Well, yeah, but I don't know. Have you seen that TikTok trend where it's just like, what are you doing? I don't know. Just hanging around. that was both our kids in the hotel room the whole time. Just like, get out of the way.
Oh, man. Traveling's so fun.
Honestly, it was a breeze with kids this age. And like we Ubered because they just have boosters that you just throw down on the seat. And we carried on. And it was just, it was a breeze. I mean, like traveling's just a pain in the ass in general. But, you know, because like it's a lot of hurry up and wait at the airport. And my kids thought like, oh, we're flying. Like we'll just. Like, they think they're Kardashians. Like, they're just going to walk onto their pink jet and just go. Yeah. So, it's like, no, that's not how any of this works. You're still going to have to wait. But, like, at least you're not in the car for 12 hours. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's true. Much better than that, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We are just taking on house projects at an alarming rate, which nobody has time for. Like, why did Bay feel like the time to, like... And it's one of those... And you probably learned this now that you're a homeowner, that like you can't just do one thing. It's like, well, if we're doing this, I mean, may as well do that. And if we're going to do that while we're doing it, like may as well throw this in too. And it just spirals from there. So what happened was about 5 days before we left for the wedding, we noticed that our garage freezer, which is a hand-me-down freezer anyway from AJ's grandma, like it's already old and we knew that. And but it kind of just like, you know, it worked for the time. And we noticed that it wasn't freezing things all the way. And so on one of the busiest, because, you know, at school, it was my last week. So I'm trying to like wrap everything up so I can hand it off to the other teacher. So because she's got to do report cards and all that stuff. And like all the May things are also happening at school. Like May is like the worst time for teachers. Like it truly is. Like I know it sucks for everybody, but like if you're a teacher and a parent, like it's just a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. So it was like one of the busiest days and I had to, and of course I had like 20 minutes to do this because I had to go get the kids for baseball. I had to move all of the like meat products into our tiny bottom drawer freezer. And if you have one of those like French door fridges with the freezer on the bottom, you know, those freezers are dumber than dumb. They're so small. Everything's buried. You can't see anything. So I had to take everything that would spoil and like Tetris it into our tiny freezer and just like it. And like the freezer's still working. It's just not like the bread is still squishy.
It's like a refrigerator.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a really cold refrigerator. And so I was so sweaty and mad after doing that. And then it was like, well, we can't go buy a freezer right now because we're leaving in 3 days. Like, so this is just going to have to work. And so the day we got back, we went to buy one. We had to like research it and figure it out. And we're at one point, we're like, well, do we just get another fridge? So that way we have fridge space and freezer space. Why don't they make a 50-50 fridge? Like I want half freezer, half fridge. And then we found out that. And then we found out that there's something called a garage ready fridge, which makes it like more insulated for the hot ass garage. And since our garage gets the afternoon sun, we're like, well, obviously we need that. And so it just, there were so many decisions that had to be made. And everybody in my house needs their special beverage at all times of varying degrees. And so I'm tired of them taking up so much space in the fridge. So I said, fine, for Father's Day, let's get a beverage fridge specifically. And that can go outside by the pool. And then the freezer will be like the backup freezer for our tiny stupid freezer. And then I can have my fridge space back. And so, of course, Mr. Beverage jumped all over that. But then it turned into like, well, we need to like build it in. So the sun and all these things. And then we realized like, oh, why don't we just get those? Well, as we were talking about the hot garage, we've been meaning to do those like insulated panels that go on the inside of the garage so that it kind of like absorbs some of the heat. So we're like, God. Oh, well, let's do that too. And it's just,
this is exhausting.
And then we're at Lowe's, and of course, they have all the Memorial Day sales, and we need to refresh the bark out front. And we're like, oh, the bark's on sale. Get some of that too. So at one point, we had 8 bags of bark, a freezer in the back of the van. The kids' seats were pushed all the way up. They're sitting crisscross applesauce in their seats. And then we had the foam insulated tiles. It's just, why are we doing this? Why?
It's a lot. That's also why we haven't hardly done anything, because it's like, okay, we want to do this. And then it's a 19-step process. And then also let's add on this. And I just get like decision fatigue and don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, a lot.
But I love that you called him Mr. Beverage.
Oh, my God. No, I called Nolan. So Nolan, on the way to baseball yesterday, had 2 different flavors of Prime and his water. And because I picked up his bat bag, I'm like, why is it so heavy? Because he's got all of his beverages in there. And so I called in Bevy Boy, and he goes, I like that.
Bevy Boy.
Yeah, no, I like that. I was like, oh, that's good.
Oh, Nolan. Wow, 2 different flavors of Prime. You're a cool mom.
No, those are all grandma. For some reason, my mom, who never will subscribe to a trend / anything anybody likes, has made it her mission to find Nolan as many flavors of Prime as possible. And apparently Winco is the place. So she's every baseball game, she comes and brings him a new one. I'm like, could you please stop? We're not trying to encourage this. What's happening?
Oh, gosh. I just have like a general complaint, because I think it would be rude to go into details. About the general complaint is this: extended family.
And there is like, period, the end, got it.
So many family dynamic things in my family. My parents got divorced like 4 years ago. Well, that's when it started. And now there's just this awkward, can't have both parents in the same room, and my siblings fight over it and defend one over the other. And it's,
well, and awesome. You've got a family wedding coming up too. So that's,
well, and that's where this is coming from.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm really trying to stay neutral, despite my own very strong opinions about certain things.
Yeah. You don't have a dog in this fight. Stay out.
Just to protect my peace. Is that what they say?
Maybe you could check in the mirror of all.
I would love to. I would love to. Please.
And I feel like this is also, May is also the month for all of those things to come up too. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's Mother's Day and inevitably somebody's birthday. And it's just
a lot. Uh-huh. So fun. So yeah, that's, you know, without, my mom does listen to this podcast. So I'm sorry, Mom, but sucks.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she feels that too.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. What else you got?
Not much. Just like, I'm tired of sassy kids and just like sassy people in general.
Just more so adults than the kids. Cause
yeah.
Well, she knows.
Like, I get it. I know we're all feeling this malaise, but you know.
Is this more sports commentary?
Kind of. But also just like general people commentary, like May sucks for everybody. So just like be cool. Okay.
Don't be all uncool.
Right. And then on top of that, you throw in like the heat has cranked up all of a sudden. Ah. So like, so I guess, yeah, this is sports commentary. But like, you know, they're volunteers, people, and just
Be cool. That's it. That's the end. I know. I really wish people would, like, before complaints come out or sassiness, just take inventory of, like, okay, who am I complaining about? Why is this really a me problem? Because generally then you won't.
Would I put myself in their shoes?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
And if you're going to have a complaint or a suggestion you feel like needs to be voiced, you know, maybe, like, type it in your drafts and just, like, let it sit for a day. And then
that's so smart. I should do that.
Put it in your notes. And then, you know, like, if you've noticed that you've never, like, said, yeah, I can do that thing, or yeah, no problem, but you also are going to comment on how the team should be run, so, you know, just maybe just, like, don't.
That's and all. This is really sports part three.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm ready for the summer, but also, like, not.
But I think I am ready. And I never thought I would say that. I think my kids are, you know, we have a few camps on the calendar, but I think my kids are at a much easier age to tolerate them being home all the time.
Totally.
And they need a break too. Like, it has been.
I know. And I keep trying to remember that it's just as much for the kids. And so, like, you know, the sassiness is just a symptom of everything else I'm feeling. But listen, I can't. I'm dealing with my own grumpiness. I cannot.
I know. Yours. That's, like, the hardest part. How do I balance myself with these?
One, like, I have zero patience for you grumping about being taken to your activities that you want to do. Like, nope. Go shout that into the void. I do not want to hear that.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for letting us vent about all of the May craziness. We know that you guys are feeling it too, so hopefully you found a little bit of camaraderie in it, or at least a little bit of humor if you're lucky enough to still have small kids who don't have all of the May things. But even when my kids were little, there were still a lot of May things.
It's never ending. There's a reason they call it May-cember.
Yep. All right, we will be back next week. Promise this time.
Promise on every player.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.